3, 2, 1. Welcome back on Bob FM. Neil Freeman here, and it is a great pleasure to have national country star Terry Clark with us this morning. Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Neil. How are you?
Well, I'm actually quite a bit better now because this is a treat to get to talk to you. I've been at this, I don't know, almost 30 years, and it's hard to believe I haven't had the opportunity to ever visit with you, so I'm very much looking forward to it, and I thank you for taking a few minutes with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're coming to town for a show at the end of this week with Pam Tillis. So you're still out making it happen, getting it done, and I know you've got more than just concert touring on your plate. I mean, you're even doing some, doing your own radio show, are you not?
I am. I'm hosting a show called Country Gold, and it's a syndicated show, which means it's on like 116 stations across the USA, and they all air it whatever time they choose to air it over weekends, usually Saturdays or Sundays. It's a four-hour show. And since I took it over last April, it's just grown and grown. Every week we gain a new affiliate, it seems. And I call in a lot of my friends, from the 90s. It's mostly 90s country, some 80s country. But just and they come and sit down and talk to me and let me interview them. But it's more like a couple of friends just hanging out, which people seem to really enjoy, and I'm having a ball doing it.
Sounds like it. That's great. And, obviously, I've looked at it here, and don't be surprised if you see Bob FM on your affiliate list sometime soon, because that is right up our alley, a lot of 80s and 90s. I tell you, and it was no joke, I was listening to A Little Gasoline. It was playing while I was making my way in here today. So we do feature your music all the time, and we love that 90s country. Are you kind of seeing a resurgence, if you will, of that era of country music?
I am. It's interesting because I was talking to Sammy Kershaw about this very thing a couple weeks ago, and he feels, feels it happening. A lot of us do. I did 83 shows last year, and I'm going to have very much the same type of year this year. And wow. I actually had somebody in the industry look at me the other day and say, your best touring years are still ahead of you, because the 90s era, there's this resurgence happening, and it's becoming I won't say the new classic format, because that kind of dates it a little bit,
right,
as being older than it really is. But I just feel that there's a lot of people out there that it's nostalgic for them. They were in college when in the 90s, and now they're in their 30s or 40s and have kids, but they're still wanting to hear those songs and go see those artists. And we're not 85 years old with walkers. We don't look that different. We sound better than ever. We're still making great music. We're still touring like crazy. I feel like I'm way better now than I was 20 years ago, and in every way. It's really encouraging, and it's great, because if I feel like I'm just hitting my stride now, it means I've got a lot of years left in me. And I'm glad that the interest has peaked for it. And I think, doing this radio show as well and seeing how many stations are starting to add it to their agenda is very encouraging, too. It just means that, it solidifies that happening, which is great. It's awesome.
For sure. I got into country radio in 26, 1986, as a matter of fact. If we're going
to
be particular,
not to be specific or anything.
Right. If we're getting specific, but you want to talk about getting into country radio at the right time. Not that there wasn't great music before 1986, there was, but starting about 87, 88, then of course the whole class of 89, and then through the 90s, there was so much great country music, and the talent level was outstanding, and then. Things kind of started to change here in the last 4 or 5 years. Today's country music kind of has a different sound to it, and there were already a couple of radio stations doing that thing here in our part of the world, so we made the decision to go heavily back into the 80s and 90s and then mix in some Waylon and Willie and Johnny and Dolly and Loretta.
Sounds like my radio show.
Yeah.
It's exactly
It is. And it's been a boom for us. I mean, we hear it all the time, some of the same things that you said. And then we get the 20-somethings that come in and say, this is the music I grew up on. My parents listen to it all the time. And you know, so, yeah, it's great to have it, and it's great to hear that it's vibrant and maybe coming back in a bigger way. You're out. You mentioned you did 80 some dates last year. Is this a relatively new thing, pairing up with Pam Tillis and going out?
You know, I'm starting to do a few more package type things. Like I was with Sammy Kirsch on Aaron Tippin a couple weeks ago. We did 3 shows together.
Sure.
I did a couple of shows with Chestnut and Joe Diffie, which was really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some other things like that coming up. Pam and I have the same agency, so this was a natural thing to put us together. It's not like we're doing a whole string of these, just her and I, but I would love to do more with Pam. I'm a big fan of her music. In the 1990, 91, 92, I was in Nashville trying to get a record deal, singing for tips, waiting tables, bartending, getting turned down by every record label in town, and her records at the, she won Female Vocalist of the Year from the CMA. She was huge, you know, and very influential on me in those formative years in Nashville. My first few years in Nashville, I listened to a lot of Pam Tillis. I listened to a lot of Patti Loveless. A lot of Winona's solo record, which I'd come out of being a huge Judds follower and fan anyway. But, you know, that era, like what you're talking about, that 87, 88 through like 93, 94 with all those people, you know, Randy Travis, Susie Boggess, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Lyle Lovett, Steve Earle, and people like Pam. And it was just major. It was a major time in country music, and I think some of the best music ever made was during that, you know, 6 or 7 year period. So
for sure.
I'm honored to be on the bill with her. I think I was very excited.
Yeah, it's great. It sounds,
I get to see her for free.
Yeah, how about that? That's awesome. And you know, I don't know if people know this too, but I mean, you do a lot of writing. You've written a ton of your own music. And Do you ever have any time to do any more writing with everything else you got going on right now, or is that kind of gone back burner?
Well, actually, I have been writing a lot the last 6 months because I want to start to record a few things this summer or fall and at least put an EP out. You know, we've become such a single-driven format, and people will just go buy a song now instead of buying a whole record. But you know, I might wind up doing, releasing 5 songs this year and then another 5 songs in 18 months from now and then packaging them all together on one CD eventually. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I think the formula has changed and the options have grown, and you have to do what's right for you at the time. I love the idea of doing recording five or six things now and then another 5 or 6 in 18 months time, because it kind of takes the pressure off of having to have, you know, 10 or 12 stellar songs right now. You can sort of take your time writing and comb through them and be a little more discerning with the song choices.
Very cool. Great to hear you writing again. Can't wait to hear some new Terry Clark music come down the pipe.
Thank you.
That sounds awesome. All right, this is the part in the interview where we ask you, what do you like better? Take a deep breath. All right, so Terry Clark, you're driving around Nashville or Canada, wherever you like to drive around anymore. I don't know if you ever go back home. And you hear a song come on, and it's a former number one, and it's Terry Clark, and you go, that is awesome, man. That is me. It's on the radio. It's cool. It's a number one. Or do you prefer being on stage, sold-out show, 10,000 people crammed into an arena to see you? What trips your trigger? What do you like more?
I'm a live performer. I love to perform live. I feel like the connection with people, that instant connection is something that, you know, if I were riding down the road and I heard my song on the radio, there's no bigger thrill. As far as that ego boost kind of thing goes, they love me, they haven't forgotten. But playing to people and seeing human, having all that human energy and that energy exchange in one room, there's nothing that compares to it. That's definitely what I am put on the planet to do.
Yeah, I think a lot of performers, you know, it's kind of like it's their drug of choice. I mean, you know, it gets in you, and it's hard to not want that again and again. So good for you. Well, folks, you're going to get the opportunity to give her that kind of response and that kind of reaction if you come to Grand Casino Mille Lacs on Saturday. Pam Tillis and this lovely lady and very talented Terry Clark will be performing, and that's a can't miss show. So make sure you're there. You know, I've already taken more than 10 minutes of your time, so I do appreciate it, Terry. It's indeed an honor to get to visit with you. We love playing your music here on Bob FM, and we're so happy you're coming to Minnesota to see us.
I look forward to the show, and I hope you can make it. I'd love to see you face to face, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Neil. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Clark right here on Bob FM. Okay.